Can you imagine a building having an energy utility bill of $0 over the course of a year? Can't imagine it? Well, the Caribbean's first net zero energy building, NZEB, is to be constructed on the Mona campus of the University of the West Indies, UWI. Ground was broken recently for construction of the building, valued at over $60 million, with financing support from the Global Environment Fund. The project is being implemented by UWI's Institute for Sustainable Development, with technical assistance from the United Nations Environment Programme. And NZEB produces enough renewable energy to meet its own annual energy consumption requirements, thereby reducing the use of non-renewable energy in the building. The long-term benefits are lower environmental impact as well as operating and maintenance costs, better resilience to power outages and natural disasters, and improved energy security.
As scientists, we, amongst other things, solve problems in the world through innovation. So it is therefore no surprise that as the Caribbean's premier institution for research, the University of the West Indies has taken this initiative in energy efficiency and renewable energy with the creation of a net zero energy building prototype for Jamaica and the Caribbean.
Minister of Energy Science and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley. Dr. Wheatley says the innovation is in keeping with government's strategy to revolutionize the country's energy supply, power generation, transmission, distribution, and consumption habits. He says the adaptation and implementation of NZEBs will go a far way in reducing the country's carbon footprint, ensuring future utility cost savings, and increasing worker productivity and comfort.
Our government recognizes the importance of renewable energy within a portfolio of low-carbon and cost-effective, cost-competitive energy technologies capable of responding to the challenges of energy security and climate change.
With the government's push to enhance Jamaica's energy efficiency and conservation, Dr. Wheatley says plans include the development and implementation of a green energy policy. This to encourage the most efficient type of electricity generation, along with alternative energy sources.
We also hope to implement and enforce an energy efficiency standards and codes for appliances and buildings with the goal of reducing energy consumption of new buildings by 50% by 2020 and ensuring that all new buildings use zero net energy by 2050.
Minister of Energy Science and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley. The 2,300-square-foot NZEB will include a center for research on renewable energy, as well as conference facilities. As a prototype, it will demonstrate emerging and best practices in the built environment as it relates to energy efficiency, renewable energy, and environmental design. Dr. Wheatley is encouraging more institutions to implement similar projects and conduct research to ensure energy sustainability. The Net Zero Energy Building is designed to maximize the use of natural sunlight for energy while reducing the need for air conditioning and artificial lighting. The structure will reduce energy consumption by 40% compared to a non-zero net energy building. Excess power generated will be sold to the Jamaica Public Service Company, the JPS, under a net billing arrangement. The building is also to be utilized as an emergency shelter, as it will be designed to withstand hurricanes and earthquakes and harvest storm, drainage, and wastewater. It is expected to save up to 30% in water consumption under everyday conditions. The facility, to be completed in December, will influence the implementation of regulatory tools as well as transform building policies and practices.
Hey, this country wants to save money. So no more talk, time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the North-South leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a North-South Highway fact.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.